Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Thursday, the 17th of September. Starting off with AMO Minerals, we can see there's been a bounce off the floor of this rising trend channel I've drawn from the beginning of the year. Also a bounce for the stock above the 200-day moving average of 1.66 pence, which is a positive. Just looking for an end-of-day close above the rising 50-day line at 2.16 to give us a notional technical target over the next month or the following month, as high as 3.5 pence plus at that January resistance line projection. And the upside really valid while we hold above the 200-day line. Next up is Beowulf, where we haven't looked at this for quite a while, but good to see it back again. Quite a strong push through initial September resistance at 5.5 pence. Extended base really since, I suppose, the beginning of the year, and now it's just up to us to try and work out what the potential upside would be on a break or end of day close above 6 pence, probably up towards the top of the trend channel I've just drawn there at 9 pence from basically the start of September last year. So this stage, at least while we're above 4.5 pence, looking to 9 pence, but ideally we remain above 5 pence and break out over the next few sessions. We have a requested stock next, not the type of stock I normally look at, but here we have Central Asia Metals. Had a bit of a bear trap there below the £1.60 level. Shares have recovered quite well, bouncing off the floor of that rising trend channel. Overall view here is that while we're above, let's say, 145, we could head up to the top of the channel at 190. An end-of-day close here above 160 should take us up to 190 over the next few weeks, hopefully. Next situation is one that served the bulls rather well over the recent past, Cobra. Here we've got the ongoing push to the upside for the stock. You can see that shares just trying to clear the August resistance there, but probably 2.7 pence plus on an end-of-day close basis should finally give us that top of trend channel target from March up to 4.5 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of next month. And really, the upside valid while we hold above the 50-day moving average, that's running at around the 2.1 pence level at the moment. New name for us today in the heroes, and it comes in the form of the stock, which is just refreshing now. Here we've got Energy Group, and not much of a chart yet, but enough of a chart for somebody with creative technical powers to come up with the potential target for the stock. So uptrend line there from March, and parallel to the upside up to 12 pence at the moment. If you're cautious, maybe wait for that end of day close through 7 pence before targeting the 12 pence level. But it does look as though with the gap higher today and the rebound that we've had at the floor of the channel, that's 12 pence rather, will be forthcoming relatively soon. One of the features of 2020 to date is the way that stocks that were previously written off or regarded as sells, etc. have come back, and one of the ones that proves this particular state of affairs currently is Great Western Mining. We had the breakout through former November resistance around, 0.17. While we hold above that, looking for 0.3 pence plus, which is that October 2019 resistance line on the daily chart. You can really tell that we're in a bull market when you see Nostra Terra rising. And here we've got the shares' first attempts at breaking through into recovery mode. Probably want to see at least an end of day or end of week close above 0.4 pence if you're cautious, and if you're even more cautious, maybe an end of day or an end of week close above the 200-day moving average at 0.5 pence. But given that we are in full bull market mode on many fronts, it could be the case that at least while if we get a weekly close above 0.5, that would open up the prospect of a February resistance line projection target as high as 1.2 pence. So you certainly heard it here first if you're a fan of the stock. Next up, stock which is rather more straightforward in terms of its charting trajectory. Hey, what Shield Therapeutics? I was going to cover it yesterday, but I chickened out because I wanted to see the shares through the 200-day moving average. Now that they've done that, while we're above the 200-day line at £1.22 on an end-of-day close basis, we're looking for the top of that broadening triangle from March as high as £1.80. Only really back below the 50-day line at £1.08, really hurting the potential recovery argument. Stock, which I had personally rather great hopes for a few weeks ago, maybe a bit longer, was and is Trafalgar. Looks like it's taken a bit longer than it was scheduled to, but it's finally on its way. We tested the floor of the July gap around 0.14, 1.13 as support, and bounced nicely there since then. Also now broken out of the triangle from July, triangle there, the resistance line there at 0.18. So above 0.18, looking for 0.35 plus for the stock, which is basically the top of that broadening 2019 triangle on the daily chart. The other plus point at the moment, I suppose, is the way that the 50-day line is rising at 0.18, and that is a decent positive for the stock as well. So I think after the logjam, we're finally on our way with Trafalgar over the near term. Just a few stocks to go now. First is Tuple, where we've got shares breaking nicely through the 200-day moving average at 0.08. This looks like another of those big gaining or recovering micro cap situations, but at least with an end of day close above 0.08, we are targeting up to the top of the March triangle as high as 0.15, and obviously after that one would get rather more excited about a more sustained rally for the shares. Like Cobra, we've had a decent run decent run over the recent past in Thor Mining. Covered this quite a few times, like broken record, I think, in the recent past. But what's interesting today is that we've hit the top of that rising trend channel from December, 1.1 pence of the target hit, and looking for further gains, especially while we're above 0.8 pence, which is the initial September resistance for the shares. If you are looking to trade the shares higher, probably at this stage, the next target up would be up to 1.6 pence, which is the normally the top of that August trend channel from last year. But 1.6 only really valid while we hold above 0.8 pence on Thor. Last stock of the day is one which has been rather difficult and fiddly over the recent past, but perhaps it's now finally time for TriStar to head to the upside. What we'd like to see, I suppose, is a decent end-of-day close above 30 pence. If we can get that over the next, well, today, tomorrow, over the next few sessions, then finally we would be opened up to the possibility of a move to the top of that December trend channel, currently pointing as high as 65 pence. At this stage, only really back below the low 20s and the 200-day moving average, 20.5 really hurting the prospect of an imminent push to the upside. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.